שאלות ותשובות יחווה דעת, חלק ב' סימן כף. This סימן has three parts to it. It's all about רצה ואכליצנו in ברכת המזון על שבת. שאלה, מי ששכח לומר רצה ואכליצנו בברכת המזון בשבת וסיים ברכת ברוך אתה השם בונה ירושלים, והתחיל בברכה רביעית של ברכת המזון ואמר ברוך אתה השם, ומיד נזכר, האם עליו לחזור לראש ברכת המזון כדי להזכיר את צבע חליצנו, או יסיים ברכת אשר נתן שבתות למנוחה? The question is like this. One is saying ברכת המזון on Shabbat, and he forgot to say את צבע חליצנו, and he finished the ברכה, ברוך אתה השם, בונה ירושלים. Now, if he stops there, before he said Baruch, the next bracha, if he remembered, oh my goodness, I didn't say Retze v'achalitzenu, is there a way to fix? Yes. Right then and there, you'll see it in a good birkon, in all the sidurim, there is a bracha that has been established by Chazal, in case you forgot Retze v'achalitzenu, you say it right there, you don't go back. Say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Shabbatot Limnucha, ברוך אתה השם מקדש השבת. Then you continue, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, לעדי להבינו מלכנו אדירנו. אנחנו נגיע לזה, ולא היום. נגיע לזה. That's if you remembered before you said ברוך אתה השם. But let's say you started the new ברכה, the fourth ברכה. You started ברוך אתה השם with the intention to say הטוב והמטיב, right? But after you said Hashem's name, you remembered, oh wait, I didn't say Retze v'achalitzenu. Is it too late? And now the only way is to go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon, which is the halakha, when you finish Birkat HaMazon and you realize you didn't say Retze v'achalitzenu, you have to go back. Because on Shabbat you have to say Retze. If you didn't say Retze, it's a chisaron in the Birkat HaMazon, an intrinsic one. So you have to go back. But here we are in limbo. You said Baruch Ata Hashem with the intention to say Atov Ve'Ametiv, but then you remembered, I didn't say Retze V'Achalitzenu. Do I have to go back to the beginning? Or can I continue and say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Shabbatot Limnucha and continue that reparatory bracha and then afterwards continue with Atov Ve'Ametiv? Nobody has any problem. What do you do? So again, if you forgot Retze v'achalitzenu when you finish Birkat HaMazon, or not only that, if you forgot Retze v'achalitzenu and you said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, La'adai Lavinu Malkeinu Adirenu Boreinu, oh, lo asiti Retze v'achalitzenu, Adoni, you go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon. Too late. If you remembered before you started Baruch Ata Hashem, you said, Baruch Ata Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim. Already, you didn't say Retze v'achalitzenu. But you remembered right there, you can fix. There is that special bracha that you say. The question is, you started the fourth bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, with the intention of saying Atov Ve'Ametiv, and right now you remembered, wait a second, I didn't say Retze. Can I change around my plans, and in the mid-bracha, say, Shenatan Shabbatot Limnucha, or not? Teshuvah, B'Masechet Brachot, Daf Memtet Amru. תאב אלו יזכיר של שבת, אומר ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם אשר נתן שבתות למנוחה לעמו ישראל, באהבה לאות ולברית, ברוך אתה השם, מקדש השבת. So this is a גמרא מפורשת, that if one forgot to say רצה ואכליצנו, and he's right there before he said the ברכה רביעית, he has a special ברכה to fix up his mistake. ובגמרא שם, as the גמרא explains, לא שנו אלא שלא פתח בברכת הטוב והמטיב. אבל אם פתח בהטוב והמטיב, חוזר לראש. The Gemara itself states, if you started already הטוב והמטיב, too late. אבל when do we say you can fix? If you didn't start הטוב והמטיב. The question is, what's considered starting הטוב והמטיב? So again, what's our question? If you just said ברוך אתה השם, is that already considered פתח בהטוב והמטיב, too late? Or still you can fix? So this we need a different Gemara in Masechet Brachot. הגמרא עם מסכת ברכות דף י"ב עמוד א'. מי שלקח כוס מים בידו. Beautiful גמרא. A person took a cup of shakol, a cup of water or beer in his hands. וסבור שהוא יין. For whatever reason he thought it was wine. And he began, התחיל לברך, ברוך אתה השם, אלוקנו מלך העולם, על דעת לסיים בורא פרי הגפן. He started, ברוך אתה השם, אלוקנו מלך העולם, with the intention to say בורא פרי הגפן. In his dream world, he thought this is wine. So when he said, ברוך אתה השם, he's in mind, he's going to say בורא פרי הגפן. He said, אלוקנו מלך העולם, פתאום הוא קם, הוא התעורר. He realized, רגע, זה שהכל. Can he say שהכל נהיה בדברו? He ended off saying שהכל נהיה בדברו. Is he יוצא? He started ברוך אתה השם, don't say no so fast. He started ברוך אתה השם with the opinion to say, with the intention to say, בורא פרי הגפן. But then after he said, אלוקנו מלך העולם, after he said ברוך אתה השם, he realized it's water, and he corrected himself. שהכל נהיה בדברו. ונזכר וסיים. האם נאמר, what's the חקירה here of the Gemara? The Gemara explains both צדדים of the ספק. האם נאמר, כיוון שעיקר הברכה שהיא שם ומלכות נאמרה על דעת בורא פרי הגפן לא יצא? או נאמר, שאין הכוונה מפסידה את הברכה. Do we say, since the main part of the ברכה, ברוך אתה השם, he had the frame of mind of saying, בורא פרי הגפן, which was a mistake. So even though he fixed it with Shakol at the end, but Baruch Atah Hashem was said mistakenly, or do we say, it doesn't matter, as long as at the end he said Shakol, ma echpat? Lo nifsheta abaya. This is a serious question in the Gemara. The Gemara tries with one touch of mind, another touch of mind. It doesn't work. The Gemara comes out without any kind of answer. So now what do we do? Lema'ase, ma nifsak le'alacha? Upasak, maran ha'shulchan aruch besiman reshtet lekula. You understand? Maran HaShulchan Aruch is posek lekula, leniency. Meaning to say, you said shakol. Even though you had in mind when you said Baruch Atah Hashem to say a gefen, but you said shakol, you're yotze, lo tzach lachzor. Why? Safek berachot leakel. Are the Gemara leaves it as a safek, ken? Safek berachot leakel. What are we going to tell you? To repeat the bracha? Ze lo osim kacha. When you have a safek in brachot, leakel. Yafe meod. So now, ma hanafka mina? לא, 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 אבל הוא התכוון להגיד בורא פרי הגפן, זה על המקרה השני שהגמרא מדברת. אבל כאן הוא התכוון להגיד בורא פרי הגפן. אז האם זה הורס את ברכתו? האם הולכים, do we go by the beginning of the ברכה? Or do we say, כיוון שתיקן בסוף, הוא אמר שהכל, האם זה בסדר? הגמרא במקרה אחר אומרת מה שאתה אומר. So the Gemara leaves it as a ספק. ספק, תהלכה is, you don't repeat the ברכה, because ספק ברכות להקל. ולפי זה, אנחנו לא מדברים בלכתחילה, מדברים שהוא בדיעבד אמר שהכל נהיה בדברו. אז עכשיו בוא ניגש לענייננו. ולפי זה גם בנידון שלנו. In our case, what's our case? You started, ברוך אתה השם. You had in mind to say הטוב והמטיב. נכון? אתה שכחת. You wanted to say הטוב והמטיב. But then what? You realize, רגע, I forgot that it's Zevach Alitzenu. Can I say שנתן שבתות למנוחה? So, says Rabbi Ovadia Yosef here in Yechavedah, בנידון שלנו מאחר והזכרת מעין המאורע בברכת המזון, אינה אלא מדי רבנן, כמבואר בדברי הראש ובדברי הרשבץ בפסקיו לברכות. Since all together, the חיוב to say רצבח Alitzenu in ברכת המזון is not a deoraita. Although the chiyuv of Birkat HaMazon is deoraita. But the obligation to be mazkir me'en ha-me'ora, to mention the specialty of the day, to mention that it's Shabbat, tzevach halitzenu, ze chiyuv rak mid-rabbanan. So therefore, af al pi sheitchil ve'amar, baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam al dat lesayim birkat ha-tov ve'ha-metiv, yachol lesayim asher natan shabbatot limnucha, ve'yotze yedei chovato. He can end off by saying, shabbatot limnucha, And he's yotze. Why? He's yotze yedei chovat azkarat me'en ha-me'ora. Because azkarat me'en ha-me'ora, that chovah is only mid-rabbanan. So we apply the rule of safek berachot le'akel. You don't have to repeat. Your forgetfulness of retzevach halitzenu is not mechayev you yet to go back to the beginning. Because here, can I finish in Atan Shabbatot is Taluy Nesafek. We say, since it's Midrabanan, we use Lekula. We go Lekula, and he finishes off Shenatan Shabbatot. Velo Nechshevet Atchalat Be'ato Ve'ametiv Ela Keshenizkar Le'achar She'amar La'adai Lavinu. When he starts, if the case was Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam La'adai Lavinu Malkenu, then he remembers, I didn't say Retzeh, Zegvan Nechshav Patach Be'ato Ve'ametiv. You already started Ato Ve'ametiv, now you remember Retzeh V'chalitzenu, you go back to the beginning. ואף על פי שהגאון רבי יצחק טייב בחוקת הפסח סובר שהזכרת מן המאורה בשבת היא תורה, היא מן התורה. There are אחרונים, one of them, the חוקת הפסח, holds that the חיוב to mention רצב החליצן מברכת המזון is a חיוב מדאורייתא. Interesting, that's a big חידוש. According to this, if it's a חיוב דאורייתא, then you have to be מחמיר. If you have to be machmir, you cannot make kel to say that if I ended off Shenatan Shabbatot, even though I started off with Kavanat Atov Ametiv, you're Yotze. You're not Yotze. Safek Doraita Lechumra. So according to him, you would have to go back to the beginning. Ulam nir'eh she'aikar kedivrei Arosh ve'Arashbatz. But we go like the Rishonim. The Rishonim hold that Azkarat Mena Meura is only Midrabanan. And he brings a few Acharonim also here that say that that is the Halacha. Not so simple. Because, just 2 minutes, we're almost finished. Maran Achida beBerkei Yosef. Katav, שאם התחיל ברוך אתה השם על דעת ברכת הטוב והאמיתי ולא יכול לסיים אשר נתן. חוזר לראש. וכן פסק בשולחן ערוך הגאון רבי זלמן. וכן פסק הגאון רבי יוסף חיים בספר בן איש חי. שאפילו אמר תיבת ברוך בלבד צריך לחזור לראש. According to the Chida, according to the בן איש חי, according to the Graz, according to other אחרונים, no. The second you started, Baruch Ata, that's considered Patach Be'ato Ve'ametiv. And if you remember there that you forgot Retzev HaChalitzenu, you have to go back to the beginning. What's their reasoning? Their reasoning is because once you said Baruch Ata, that second, you're already Mesiach Da'at from the Brachot that you said before. You already detached yourself from the Brachot that you said before. So how can we now say Shenatan Shabbatot? Ata gam nichnasta la'olam shel Ato ve'Ametiv. You already entered the world of Ato ve'Ametiv. So that's their svara. Arav Uvadia, based on what he just said before, he argues. Why? What's the svara to argue? When is it considered that you were Mesiach Da'at from the brachot before? That's only when it's officially Patach ve'Ato ve'Ametiv. So there's still makom to be done. What's considered Patach ve'Ato ve'Ametiv? If I still have an option of being able to fix, of being able to say Shabbatot Nimnucha, od lo yisachti da'at. It's not considered a seach ha'da'at. It's not considered a detachment from the brachot before, and it's still possible to fix. So it's a machloket between the chavedat and other poskim. He brings Rabbi Eliyahu Mani that agrees with him, the lokeh ben Ishchai, and other acharonim as well. The amrinan safek berachot le'akel. He brings from Agaon Rabbi Lazar Tubo, Pekudat Elazar, Rabbi Yaumani, as I just told you, he says, Umatzati la'arav Agaon Rabbi Avram El Azarki, Bichtav Yado, Shegam Ken Katav Ken, Umikevan Sheklal Gadol Biyadenu, Safek Berachot Leakel, Lefichach Yesh Lehorot, Sheim Lo Amar Ela Baruch Ata Hashem Elokenu Melech HaOlam, Venizkar Vesiyem Asher Natan Shabbatot Nimnucha, Ulachar Miken, Yomar Birkat Ato Ve'Ametiv, Yotze Yedei Chovato, Delo Ke'a Ben Ish Chai. Maim Suda Shlishit, Maim Nashim, that's in part 2 and part 3 of this Tshuva. Rabbi Chanan Ben HaKeshe Omer, Atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael, Lefichach Yobala Im Torah Mitzvot Sheneimar, Adonai Hafetz Neman, Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.